Okay, we are holding on Daf Nun Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are at Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba. So let's begin from there, about 6 lines into the page. So the Gemara brings another brisa that Rabba Bar Yirmiya had a difficulty with. He had a challenge understanding. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiya La'asrin Va'asa Va'isim Yosnisu B'yadei. Rabba Bar Yirmiya brought a brisa and he taught us the brisa as follows. Matlin, you can take the worms out of the wood, umizahami, and you can attach and tie manure to a tree in order that the tree shouldn't die b'shviz during a Shemitah year. So you can deworm a tree and you can enhance the health of the tree using fertilizer, even though Avodas HaKarka is usur during Shemitah year. But this is just to maintain the tree, not to be mashbiach the tree. And in order to maintain, to make sure that it doesn't get ruined, you're allowed to do that during Shemitah. Ve'in matlim in mezamin b'moed, but you're not allowed to do these activities in Chol HaMoed. Ve'kan ve'kan in megazmin, but both during Shemitah and during Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to cut off branches from the tree in order that, to prune the tree, in order that better branches should grow. Ve'sachin shemen legazim, you're allowed to put oil on a tree that has been pruned before Shemitah, bein b'moed bein b'shvis, and you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. But I don't know any chacham who's able to explain the logic for the laws in this brisa. So Gemara says, well, what was so challenging about this brisa? I'm not a chacham, I'm not the son of a chacham, but I could still explain this brisa. Why did Rabbi Bar Yirmi have trouble with this brisa? If you're going to say he was bothered by why there should be different halachos on Chol HaMoed than there are during Shemitah, why is it that during Shemitah you're allowed to deworm a tree and you're allowed to attach manure to a tree? And why is it in Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do such things? Midami, can you compare those two things to each other? Shviyas malacha asur achmana tircha shari. During Shemitah you're not allowed to do malacha, but you're allowed to be tareach. Moed afil tirchanami asur. On Chol HaMoed you're not even allowed to do tircha yaseira. So even though these avodos are not malacha, they are tircha. So while they're mutter in Shemitah, they're usher during Chol HaMoed. So that can't be what really bothered him. Ve'ela zihum a gizum kakashale. No, he was bothered between the difference between zihum and gizum. Why is it that pruning is usher, whereas putting manure on the tree to make it healthy is mutter? Maishna zihum deshari, maishna gizum de usher. Mi dami. So says the word, that can't be such a difficulty. Zihum ukme ilana vishari, gizum avruye ilana vaser. That's not such a challenge to understand. That which is there to maintain the health of the tree is mutter. That which is there to enhance the health of the tree is going to be aser. So the Gemara says a third possibility what his problem was. Ve'ela zihum azihum kokashale. He was bothered by the stira between zihum during Shemitah versus zihum during Shemitah in a different Mishnah, meaning this brisa is against a different Mishnah. Why? Dikatani, because we have a brisa. This brisa said matlin umezamin b'shviyas, but we have a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyas that says mezamin es anetios v'korchen osan v'kotmen osan va'osan lembatim umashkin osan ad Rosh Hashanah. We have a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyas that says that amongst the things that you're allowed to do all the way up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year is Zihum. But that implies that once Shemitah year has begun, it's too late. You're no longer allowed to do Zihum. Says Amar V'dilma Kidrav Ukva Barchama. Maybe the Mishnah and the Brisa are not a contradiction. No, maybe we could assume, like Rav Ukva Barchama, about digging under a tree. There are two types of diggings that you do under an olive tree. Sometimes it's done to be mashbiach the ilan, to make the tree better, va'asra, and that's going to be asra during shmita, v'chadus to mepili. And sometimes it's done just to close up any gaps that might dry out and ruin the tree, v'shari, and that's going to be mutter during shmita year, because you're not doing it to improve the tree. So achanami, maybe by zihum as well, treziyamume havi, maybe there are two types of zihum that can be done. Chadlo kume elani, one of them is to close up any wounds of the tree, v'shari, and therefore is going to be mutter, v'chadav ruye elani v'asr, and one of them is going to is a type of zihum that actually enhances the tree, and that's going to be asr. So now we need a fourth explanation of what bothered Rabbi Bar Yirmiya so much about this brisa. V'ela sicha asicha. What really bothered him about this brisa is a stira between anointing oil on a tree that has been pruned prior to Shemitah, putting oil on it during Shemitah, versus a din of sicha that we find in the Mishnah. Kakashale, that's what bothered him. The Katani, because it says in the Brisa, Sachin Shemen Lagazim Ben Bamay Ben Beshvi, is that you're allowed to put oil on a tree that has been pruned prior to Shemitah. You're allowed to put the oil on during Shemitah, Ureminhi, but I have a stira, because there's a mission in the second paragraph of Shviyas that says, Sachin es hapagin, you're allowed to put oil on tiny little fig trees that are just beginning to grow at the time that they're coming out of the wood, in order that they should be nice and healthy fruits. You're allowed to make holes and fill those holes with shemen in order to fatten up the figs, that they should be nice, good figs. Ad Rosh Hashanah, but you're only allowed to do that until the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And the diuk is obvious. Ad Rosh Hashanah in Bishvius Lo. Up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do that, but not during the Shemitah year. So don't we have a stira whether you're allowed to be sach the tree during the Shemitah year? Says Mar Midami. You can compare that mission and that brisa. Hacha ukume ilani v'shari hasa patume pira va'aser. Over here in the brisa, we're talking about maintaining the health of the tree. That's mutter. Over there, we're talking about fattening the fruits of the tree and making better fruits. That's aser. So after all of this, we still don't understand what was Rabbi Bar Yirmiya's problem with the brisa. That Bar Yirmiya sicha demoed azim demoed kakashle. Here was his problem: sicha of the tree, a tree that was previously pruned, to rub oil on it in the place where it was cut, that the brisa says is mutar on chol hamoed, versus putting a manure onto the tree in order to make the tree healthy, which he said is asr on chol hamoed, that he didn't understand. Why would the sicha be mutter and the zihum be asr on chol hamoed? So michti, hayukumi v'hayukumi. After all, both of them serve the same function, to make sure the tree doesn't die. Maisha hayde shari. Why is sicha mutter? Umayshna hayda asr. And why is zihum asr? So it says, "Hayne d'kamer les nagar v'lo bar nagar d'pir kane." That's what he meant when he said that there's no one that could explain the brisa. So I guess one big main point over here is Rabbi Bar Yirmiya quoted a brisa that compared the laws of Shemitah to the laws of Chol HaMoed. He said that he has no explanation of the brisa, but the Gemara had five different possibilities of what bothered him about this brisa, of what was so challenging about this brisa. But the basic rule that we certainly derive is that which makes a tree healthier is usher during Shemitah. That which just maintains a tree is mutter during Shemitah. And anything that involves melechas tircha is going to be asr on chol hamoed. Now the Gemara goes back to discussions of Avodah Zarah and Amar Avidam Rav. Avodah Zkavim Sha'ovdin Asad B'makel. If the way to worship the Avodah Zarah is by hitting a stick in front of it, Shavar Makel B'fnei Chayiv. If a person breaks a stick in front of it, he's Chayiv. That's considered like an act of Shechita, breaking a stick. Zarek Makel B'fnei Pater. But if he throws a stick in front of it, he's going to be Pater, because that's not the kind of Avodah we would ever do in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no parallel to that of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Samle Abai L'Rava, Maishna Shavar Dahavli Kein Zvicha. Well, I assume when you break a stick, that's the parallel to that in the Beis HaMikdash, is Shechita. Well, Zarek Nami Havli Kein Zrika. When you throw the stick, shouldn't that parallel Zrika of Dam on the Mizbeach? So shouldn't we say Yechayer for that as well? Samle Rava said back, no, such a Zrika is not considered a Zrika Sadam. Is not considered like the Zrikas Adam in the Beis HaMikdash. Be'ina zrika mishtaberes velecha. Because in order to parallel zrika sadam, it has to be a zrika that when you throw it, it scatters into a bunch of different pieces. And over here, by throwing the stick doesn't break, so therefore it does not parallel zrika sadam. Eisveis Abai asks on Rava, safas lo, if a person feeds the avodah zarah excrement, oshonasach lefanah avit shalmei raglaim, or a person pours out in front of the avodah zarah a urinal, you know, something like that, which is really, really disgusting, chayiv. Even though that's not the derech avodah of that avodah zarah, since you're being ovated with tzohar, mei raglaim, it's considered a ke'ein avodas pnim because you're doing a zrika, that's going to be chayiv. So bishlam avod shel meimer raglayim ikah zrika mishtaberes. So I understand by the avod shel meimer raglayim that when you pour that, it's like a zrika sadam in that it's mishtaberes, it breaks up into a million pieces. Elatsoa ma zrika mishtaberes ikah. But how is throwing tsoa considered a zrika mishtaberes? Says more b'tsoa lach. We're talking about if it's very moist tsoa. So when you throw it in front of it, it actually breaks up into a million pieces. Says Mar Lema Katanai. Maybe this is really subject to Machlokas Tanaim. Shachat Achagav. Let's say you shecht for an avodah zarah a grasshopper. Rabbi Yudah Mechayev Chamin Potrim. My love, Bahakam Ifli. Isn't the Machlokas about the following? Demar Savar Amrinan Kein Zvicha. Rabbi Yudah holds that Yechayev for that holds that that's considered like a shechita, even though you don't literally shecht grasshoppers in the Beis HaMikdash. So just like Rav said about breaking a stick, you're because breaking a stick is like a shechita as well. Umar savar lo amrinon kein zvicha el kein pnim, and the chacham say that you're pater because we don't say that you chayiv in any avodah that's like shechita, only when it's like the kind of shechita that you would do in the Beis HaMikdash, and you would never shecht a grasshopper in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Gemara, lo, dukuli amalo amrinon kein zvicha ela kein pnim. Everyone would hold that it has to be something that mamish parallels what we do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you need. V'shayni chagav hol v'tzavar adam l'tzavar behema. But shechting a grasshopper is very similar to shechting an actual behema. So the main point over here is that in order for one to be chayiv for shechita, for an avodah of avodah zarah, it has to be something that parallels something we do in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's machlokas how close the parallel has to be. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph.